You know, I agree, but she should never have had to ask. Like, you know, that five-year-old should have been in there helping pick up the popcorn. I mean, what do you think kindergarten teachers have to do?
It's an excellent call.
It should have been a collaboration under the, by the way, great call, Christine. High five.
Other than the fact that you and Christy both hate kids, I thought Christy was really a good caller there.
Christy is amazing because she understands, Clay, there are people, there are barbarians among us who will place the small child in not only the, what do you call it when you get like economy plus area, but they'll buy a first class seat. And you're sitting there and you're like, well, if you happen to be fortunate enough, you know, it's a rarity for some of us to be in first class. Now you get crying baby right next to you the whole time. I'm just saying.
There's another controversy right now. Airline Katie Porter, who is running for the Senate from California to replace Dianne Feinstein. She evidently is on a plane. There was a photo taken. She sat first class and made her children sit coach, which is, I've never done this. I think it's kind of funny.
I think that's the move. Am I with Katie Porter on this? You don't need your children to sit in first class. They're small.
But then the kids, like, well, first of all, I don't think I can leave my kids in coach because my two oldest and my youngest.
Excuse me.
I
mean, what did the family do in Home Alone, Clay?
That's true. That's exactly what they did in Home Alone.
I'm just saying.
The parents were it, but you know what they did? They forgot
Kevin. They did lose
Kevin
a kid, though.
Because they were sitting in first class, not in coach. So I'm not sure that's the best argument.
Dianne?
My kids would all fight if we set them beside each other in coach. That's the problem. They'd be rolling around in the floor of coach. Dianne in Salt Lake City, what do you got for us?
Well, you know, I've been listening to this for a while, and I kind of see it like it's about relationships, right? I think flight attendants are always trying to make good relationships with all of their customers. And in this situation, I would have probably said something to the mom like, you look like a great mom. You've got your hands full. How would you like it if your five-year-old could be a helper to me to keep the plane safe and for the pilot because he wants everybody to have a great experience? Would you be so kind to let me address your daughter and then say to the daughter, hey, here's a bag. If you'll pick that up, that will really help the pilot, the airplane, and you would just be my hero.
Dianne, do you happen to teach like third or fourth grade or something?
Because
you've got a really nice, collaborative, and excellent bedside manner, I must say.
You need to explain to the children that this needs to be done for a purpose, which is the safety of the plane. But I don't think the flight attendant, you know, would have said, oh, this is messy, pick it up. It's almost like this is hazardous, pick it up, right?
Okay.
I'm with you, Buck. I think I would agree to almost anything Dianne asked me to do. I mean, especially if I was a third or fourth grader. I mean, second grader, this is a perfect kid, elementary school teacher call. Appreciate y'all.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
You're going to love Legacy Box. They provide the safest and easiest way to digitize memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore. I mean, who even has a VCR or a film projector?
Legacy Box makes reclaiming those memories as easy as 1, 2, 3. They send you an actual shipping box, a Legacy Box. You send it back filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand right here in Tennessee.
In just several weeks, you'll get all your home movies back on a thumb drive or the cloud along with your originals. It's so simple, it's like magic. Now you can revisit all those great home videos of reunions and weddings and babies' first steps and share it with your family and friends.
We both relied on Legacy Box. What a great experience and so much fun to relive old memories brought back to life. Get started preserving your past and save 50%. Go to legacybox.com/clay and share special memories from your past. That's legacybox.com/clay. Mike Lindell's introducing the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the original MyPillow, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he's using new technology to make the pillow even better.
The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has brand new exclusive fabric that is made with temperature regulating thread.
The MyPillow 2.0 is available at a great value right now. Buy one, get one free for a limited time with promo code Clay and Buck. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Special Square, and you'll get this buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow 2.0. Enter promo code Clay and Buck or call 800-792-3269 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about right now? I want to talk about the best deal possible right now. I got one 1500 Bighorn Eco Diesel available at $16,500 off. Again, $16,500 off. Best towing, best fuel economy, and the best deal possible. $16,500 off. That's 16,500 buckaroos off. Come see me in the corner of Sahara and Decatur at 5050 West Sahara. You know who this is. Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Hi, I'm Ronnie the Tax Lady. Do you or your business owe money to the IRS? Then call me today and get qualified for CNC tax status and you won't pay the IRS a dime. That's right. If you qualify for financial hardship through the CNC program, you won't pay the IRS a dime. Call now and speak with a tax professional, 800-699-3301. That's 800-699-3301. Or go to ronniethetaxlady.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Republican Congressman Clay Higgins from Louisiana torches Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for destroying Border Patrol morale with his refusal to enforce U.S. laws.
It's stunning that you could sit there and smugly grin as if you've not miserably failed your country. We could give you money to hire 1,000 new border agents. Nobody wants to work for you.
That issue is the crisis at the southern border that has spread to Canada, where authorities have seen a dramatic increase in migrant crossings. Also at townhall.com, there's been a delay in the court hearing for a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents. Jack DeShera's attorneys have asked for more time. Ukraine's defense minister says his country has received U.S.-made Patriot surface-to-air-guided missile systems it has long craved and which Kiev hopes will help it shield from the Russian bombardment. Ukrainian officials have previously said the arrival of Patriot systems, which Washington agreed to send last October, would be a major boost and a milestone in the war against Moscow's full-scale invasion. In consumer news, Tesla has cut prices for the fourth time this year.
The electric vehicle maker slashed the price of its two top-selling models, $3,000 or about 6%, off the starting prices for all three versions of the Model Y small SUV, Tesla's top seller. It also cut $2,000 or about 5% from the starting price of a version of the Model 3 small sedan.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 79 points, but the NASDAQ is up 19. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No. Nope.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to NeoGraft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. After gathering numerous complaints about the shelter, the Clark County Commission is asking for concrete plans and regular updates on the Animal Foundation. Shelter officials told commissioners lingering effects from the pandemic and the economic downturn have caused increased animal intakes, hiring challenges, and a tough time getting veterinary services. Clark County, the City of Las Vegas, and Northwest Vegas provide about $5 million a year in funding to that shelter. That's about one-third of the annual budget. In a move that can help pay for the increasing construction costs, the developer of the MSG Sphere at the Venetian is selling his stake in the Tao Group. Bahari Hospitality has bought MSG's nearly 67% stake for $550 million. Tao Group runs Tao, Hakkasan, Omnia, Marquee, Wet Republic, and Lavo brands in Las Vegas, and has a portfolio of more than 80 branded locations across the world. Not a way for division leader wants to begin a playoff series, but the Vegas Golden Knights lost to the Winnipeg Jets last night, 5-1 in Game 1 of the best-of-seven series. Game 2 comes Thursday, right here.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for right now. Buffalo at Wigwam, Main Street at Charleston downtown. Look out for an incident Spring Mountain at Valley View as well. And you'll tap the brakes, Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset Road.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough!
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out!
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, April 19th. Good to have you with us. And this is a critical week for the pro-life folks here in the state of Nevada. The Nevada legislature meeting in week number 11. And let's check in with Melissa Clement. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life and joins us from Northern Nevada. Melissa, first of all, thanks for joining us. Big week for you folks. And you're tracking a lot of bills right now. Not all of them are life friendly.
Right. There aren't a lot of life friendly bills entirely. This is an interesting legislature. They have one thing on their mind. And it's abortion.
Let me ask you, as far as the bills, I know there were three, what I guess we could call anti-life bills up for a vote this week. Where are we in the process on these three bills, and when, and what are they?
Well, first of all, 2 days ago, SJR 7, which is it's a resolution to amend the Nevada Constitution to create a fundamental right to reproductive health care services, which is a whole lot of different things, whether it's contraception or in vitro fertilization, but sandwiched right in the middle of eight or nine things is abortion and abortion care. And really, that's what it's all about. So this resolution, it will put abortion on the exact same level as our fundamental right to freedom of speech and freedom of association and freedom of religion. And it's pretty horrible. It's poorly written. It means abortion for all 9 months for any reason, moments before birth, before natural birth, they could abort a baby, pull them out limb by limb. And this is what the Democrat Party has devolved into. This is the only thing they care about. So that was voted on 2 days ago. It passed the Senate floor 13-8. Our eight Republicans stood strongly against this and had some really fantastic floor speeches advocating for life and talking about how horrible this bill was.
When it comes to SJR 7 and others like it, SJR 6 and some other of these bills, can the governor intercede in any way?
The governor cannot, because it's the first step in a constitutional process, which means it'll have to pass both houses. It's already done half of that this session. And then it will return next session, and it'll have to pass both houses again. If it does so, then it goes on the ballot in 2026. So quite honestly, we're going to lose it this time. I mean, there's no way to stop it. It's a steamroller. They've got more than enough Democrats. And by golly, if there was ever a time that it's proof positive to the old maxim that elections have consequences, it's this. And so while we can't stop it this time, hopefully this will put a little jet fuel in every single Nevada voter that if you want a government that only wants to solve every problem through abortion, well, then keep voting for Democrats, because that's all they want. They're not going to alleviate crime on the streets or make our schools better, but they will have abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy and taxpayers paying the bill.
Is abortion even mentioned in SJR 7? I know they talk about reproductive rights, a very benign sort of term, but do they even mention abortion?
Yeah, they do. Let me look here. It says reproductive freedom, and then including without limitation, prenatal care, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, tubal litigation. They misspelled it, which was really funny. that gives you an insight into how bad these lawmakers are at this point. Abortion, abortion care, management of a miscarriage, and infertility care. So it's right there in section one of the bill.
Wow. And that has already passed the Senate. And
yes.
Now it's a good bet that it's going to pass the Assembly. Am I right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean people shouldn't be putting the screws to their assemblymen right now. I mean, you know, I think we all need to call those Democrats up and say, is this really what the basis of your party is? It used to be that Democrats stood for the smallest and the weakest among us, but it's been a long time since that's been the case. And this right here, they're going right after the smallest and the weakest of us.
Melissa, let me ask you about the other two bills that we're talking about here. There were three anti-life bills that are on for a vote sometime this week. Are there two other bills that we're missing here?
Yeah. So today, as early as today, there will be a vote on SB 131, which is it is the bill that Nicole Cannizzaro put forward to codify Steve Sisolak, who I hate to even say his name, his executive order right in June of last year, where basically they sell it as, we want to make sure that we're not throwing women in jail for getting an abortion. Well, there's no pro-lifer that wants to do that. What we want to do is stop abortion by educating women that there are better choices out there and putting in jail doctors who are harming women, who are, you know, are bad doctors, and put away predators and abortion traffickers who take little girls across the border into Nevada to give them secret abortions. You know, and as a matter of fact, this is, I mean, it's one that just drives me crazy because we don't have parental notification here. A girl as young as 11 or 12 can get an abortion without one parent even knowing. Now, Arizona, Utah, and Idaho have laws that require parental consent before this, before a girl can get an abortion, which is common sense. Most people believe this. Idaho took one look at Nevada and what we're doing, and they just passed a law signed by the governor last week that creates the crime of abortion trafficking, which is exactly what you think it is. It's transporting a young girl across the border for a secret abortion without her parents' consent. Because they see what we're doing down in Nevada. They see that we don't care about our kids, and they're trying to protect theirs. SB 131, which they're going to vote on today, is kind of a we'll be thumbing our noses at Idaho, saying, no, we're not going to help you protect your children by, SB 131 will say that our law enforcement community, our governor, cannot be involved in any investigation in another state that has to do with abortion or reproductive health care services that are legal in our state. Well, in our state, it's legal to take a little girl for an abortion without her parents knowing. And so we are creating a haven for abortion traffickers and predators here in Nevada. And right now, the Senate will probably be voting on this one today.
Wow. One other bill, is there one other bill that's going to come up for a vote this week?
Absolutely. The last one is SB 239, which is assisted suicide. And we really can't even call it physician-assisted suicide anymore because they want to take out the requirement that a doctor be involved. And basically what this is insurance loves this bill, health insurance providers, because at the end of the day, it's a lot easier to give somebody a lethal dose of a lethal prescription than to give them life-saving and life-extending drugs for cancer or for anything like that. It says if you've got a terminal condition of 6 months or less that you can get prescribed this lethal dose. But it doesn't, you know, first of all, none of us know when that time of death is, and even doctors are not very good at putting a 6 month or telling a person how much longer they have. And so what's really upsetting about this bill is that they didn't even allow the disabled community to come and testify on this bill. And it's a bill that is almost targeted at them. So it's, I've never seen anything quite like it, Kevin. There's a complete lack of procedure and trying to make sure that they hear both sides so that they can make good law. These people just ramrod things through.
Can I tell
and
you,
so,
it is,
again,
yeah. Yes. No, I was just going to say, it is ironic, if you will, that you and your organization care about life at both ends of the spectrum, in the beginning and at the end. And that surprises me. I did not know that.
We do, because it's it's somebody a lot smarter than me once said, if you devalue life at one end, you begin to devalue all the way through. And it's amazing how that we see this with the opponents who speak to the issue. Now, we're not in favor of extending a person's life past its natural, if I have got cancer and I am tired of fighting it, there's no law that says I have to have, continue to have those radiation treatments or whatever. But what we're trying to avoid is a doctor who's supposed to heal, and they're in the business of healing, being forced to give that person a death-dealing drug. Because, you know, as anybody who's walked alongside a parent or a loved one during those last days and those last months of life, when you get that terminal diagnosis, the almost the first thing that happens is an incredible feeling of depression. You know, it's hard to face one's own mortality. And then as you're walking this walk, it's hard not to feel like you are a burden. You know, my sickness is a burden to everybody around me, or it's better for me to be gone so that my loved ones don't have to feel this pain. And sadly, that's, you know, some of the most incredible times of healing in a family happen in these last times. And if we can, you know, hold each other up and say, your life is worth living and you have value. And, you know, when my dad was 97, we all wanted him to live every last minute he could, because my 15-year-old son needed to learn more about World War II. Unlike any, you know, there were no other friends that he had that had a grandfather that served in World War II and lived through the Depression. And our elderly are some of the biggest gifts we have. And so I feel pretty strongly about life, period, you know, from conception to natural death.
You have dedicated your life to life and at both ends of the spectrum. Melissa Clement, it's always good to visit with you. In our final 90 seconds, one of the things that my conversations with you point up, and you touched on it, elections have consequences. And I think this puts a premium on what's going to happen between now and November of 2024. Can you talk a little bit about the importance? You know, it's important, the president and senatorial races and things like that. But when it comes to what goes on in Carson City, we need to change what's going on there. And the only way we can do it is to get new people in there. Is that the way you see it?
100%. And there is absolutely no way that I will allow a single person to say I'm pro-life and in the next breath say I'm not bothering to vote. Because if you're pro-life, if you care about our state and you don't vote, you are not doing your part. We all, every last one of us, have to go out. We have to knock doors. We have to call people. And we have to make sure everybody in our sphere votes and votes the right way. And I don't want to hear another word from anybody who's conservative or pro-life ever saying elections don't matter, my vote doesn't matter. There's a lot of people who are not sitting in Carson City because our people decided it wasn't important to vote. It was too cold outside. I lost my ballot. You know, this stuff, we have got to take control of what's happening in Carson City, because, you know, I'm just talking about the life stuff, but there's a lot of stuff there that impacts each and every family out there in the sound of my voice. I mean, you know, it's crime and it's education and it's you know, women's sports, all of this stuff, it's on the chopping block right now, and there aren't a lot of ways we can stop it because we don't have enough friends in Carson City.
We need more friends, and that can only come from electing them, and you're going to be a part of doing that prior to November of 2024. Melissa Clement, thank you so much. It's always good to visit with you. We'll talk again. Keep fighting that good fight, okay? And keep us posted.
Thank you so much, my friend.
There you
go.
Take care. Melissa Clement, a good person, and the president of Nevada Right to Life. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo